What's up, y'all? It's your girl Kel the Music here on Diva Talk tonight, and I'm here with my co-host, the most lovely Diamond Soul Sexy.
Hey y'all, how you doing?
We good. How are you?
I'm always good.
Oh my gosh, Diamond. Shout out to be Nicole. She couldn't make it today, but we love you, sweetie. She will be back. But guess what? We always bring the finest, hottest guests for you guys. Diamond, Miss So Sexy, tell us who we got today coming up.
Oh, man. So today we got Jaira Bae. If you didn't know, now you know. A local from all the way from Chicago, but he's local now. I'm not going to tell you what he did because he's going to tell you himself. And then we also have, Kel, you tell us who else we have on your side.
And next. On our side, we also have Sherry. I call her Sherry so pretty, you know what I'm saying? And she's gonna tell us more about who she is and what she does, especially for the community, so for the Black community. So we'll get into all of that, but we just wanted to say hello to you guys. And yeah, let's get it. Diva Talk, baby. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Kel the Music, aka Diva, and we are back here on Diva Talk Podcast with my co-star, co-host, Diamond Soul Sexy. Yeah! So, as promised, we always bring the finest guests on the show who, not only do they come on the show just for the publicity, right? But they come on the show to educate our audience and to share informative information that our audience might be unaware of, right? So with that being said, Diamond, won't you hand it off to our first guest?
So we have Jaira Bae from Chicago.
Hey!
He's gonna tell us all about himself and what he brings to the Bay.
Well, as you just said, my name is Jaira Bae. I'm a fashion designer. As you can see, this is my clothing. It's Fadachi fashion. Meaning I am a creative for the shy. I have an artist as well. I manage an artist named iMac Fadachi. I also own a label called Jaira, you know, after my name, Jaira Bae. I'm with Empire. I have a distribution deal with them. Also, I am the owner and creator of Hip Hop on the Pull Up, which is all elements of hip hop. You know, I do a live art show, a fashion show, a b-boy contest, and a DJ battle. And I top it off with a headliner. Okay. Last year was Stunner Man 02. This year is Fab.
Nice.
Hey. That is awesome. And yes, I remember we were at the event at the Continental.
The Continental.
Yes. I was co-hosting that time. Well, a little bit, you know, a little bit.
You were the host.
And right next to me, to my right, we have Sherry Africa. Africa Sherry. Hey, sweetheart, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do, your background?
Oakland, California, born and raised. Community activist for roughly 15 years. The different things have kind of like pushed me towards that. With the Oscar Grant Committee, I have affiliations with Moms for Housing, Black Panther Commemoration Committee, rest in peace, Melvin Dixon, All of Us or None, which is a prison support program as well organization. And some other groups too that I'm affiliated with, and just also grassroots. And I just want to see
my people thrive and prosper in the future. So that's it.
That's good.
That's amazing. We need more like you.
Thank you.
No, that's great. Well, you guys, thank you so much for being on the show today. As you know, we cover all kinds of topics, current events, everything. So, you know, nothing to make people feel uncomfortable, but your opinion is your opinion, right? And we stand on our opinion, our own opinion. So with that being said, one specific topic that we wanted to get into, because we know at one point there was the Me Too movement, which is still current, right? So, you know, Jaira, from your perspective, all of the allegations that are going on right now about the one and only Diddy, Puff Daddy, how do you take that in, being an entertainment mogul yourself and having to work with women and sometimes even younger women? Have you been, I guess, have you had that experience before? Well, where women try to, you know, accuse you of certain things?
I have never been accused of none of that type of stuff, but it is kind of rough, you know, because being in the industry doing fashion, you know, shout out to my sister Danielle Monique.
Shout out to Danielle.
The dream team.
I try to basically let her do a lot of this stuff, so you with dealing with the women, so I can't be put in those situations. Do I know a lot of the women artists? Yeah, I know a lot of them, and I sometimes I work with them because I also do photography, so I like to take pictures and do that type of stuff. But to make a long story short, I say don't put yourself in a situation. If you see one, you know, because we drink when we go out, you know, you celebrate, you do those type of things. I say, as a man, don't put yourself in a certain situation, well, as a woman, because putting yourself in certain situations, we have something called discernment. And with discernment, I don't care who you are, you can feel when something ain't right or something ain't going. For me, my gut ain't never lied to me, you know. And if your gut don't lie to you, then you go with that feeling. But at the same time, if you older than a woman, then you should be trying to lead the youth or tell them something that's positive and try to keep them out of that aspect. But you know women these days. Women, not blaming on women at all, but men as well, you know.
Yeah.
We in an era of they use sexuality in the industry. So men think they gotta look a certain way, women think they gotta certain way, and they use that, they put that in our community. So not just women, period, but mainly black women think they should have a certain way. They have to use sex to get them over. You feel me? So it's definitely a lot of people that can take advantage of it. So I say just be aware of your surroundings and FLO. Focus, listen, and observe to what's going on. Flow, too. That's a song coming out.
All right. Okay. And how about you, Sherry, considering you're not really in a male-dominated industry, but being a Black Panther and being at some of these protests and rallies and even community events, and I've been to a couple, and sometimes it is more males than females. Have you ever been put in a situation where you almost had to tell somebody, hey, look, back up? You know what I mean? This is business. Well, you know, we're all supposed to be family.
Well, I'm a Panther Cubs Cub because I'm not 45 plus years old.
Okay. There goes my ignorance.
No, you good. That's
I'm from San Jose, so you know that goes.
No, I just I'm from Oakland. I didn't know I that. So we said learned. That just now. Like, but you all good. It is a lot of men as far as community activists. there's also a lot of liars in that, like field, I guess you would say. A lot of like false accusations, if you will. And it'd be receipts. It don't just be, you know, you just go off somebody's word on both spectrums. It's the receipts be revealed. As far as me, most of my issues came during childhood. That's another story. But as far as like the Me Too movement is kind of like, it's like he said, a slippery slope, because there's a lot of falsehoods and then there's a lot of truth, because there are a lot of monsters and we've seen those, you know, unfortunately. So also, I don't know if this is adding to what he said, where it's like, I have seen a couple of instances where it would be a young man and it'd be older men being kind of like, dang, I can't find a word.
Just a little flirtatious.
Yeah, like overly, like doing too much to younger men who are vulnerable or whatever. And I've seen that with some people, with men on men. Not saying it like that, but that's just what I've seen. Like, and women, older women. And young men, I heard so many stories about that too. Like men under, damn near under high school age, with women my age. So,
I don't know.
That's crazy.
So sexy. This goes on in every industry. It's safe
clearly
to say, yeah,
yeah,
right?
Clearly, like, it goes. There's no hidden. Nope. There's nowhere safe. Looks like it.
Right, like it's not just the entertainment industry. It's
not just women either.
Yeah, it's not just women.
I think it's mm-hmm. like I said, it's about your discernment. If you go with your gut ain't never lie. It ain't gonna lie to you. If you feel something ain't right, then it ain't right most likely. And don't be scared to be boisterous. You know, speak your truth. So if somebody is doing something and you don't think, ask question. Where we going? What? Bro, what's up with you? Feel me? That, hey, fam, don't do this. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, nah. And I say the Me Too movement under the act of that, it seems like once one allegation gets out, if he did it for real or they didn't did or she did it for real, it ain't gonna take long for now everybody got the courage. Hey, yeah, he did this to me. Hey, he did this with me. Or she did this to me. But we in a woman world right now. This is a woman's world. So like 9 times out of 10, if a woman then said you done did something, it's a lot of times that it's gonna play out in a bad situation for you, you feel me? As being a male. I done seen it where I had a partner, him and the female were drinking, you know, and him and her drinking, and they did whatever they did. She woke up the next day and said that she wasn't with it, but clearly she was, because they were drinking. But it's a rule that if whoever says they not with it, if they were drinking together, then hey, you the one at fault.
Right, like, and I was wondering, how does that work when, mm-hmm. okay, both people are intoxicated, mm-hmm. and a woman, well, the man thinks that the woman's giving her consent because
she is saying yeah, or, you know, showing the flirtatiousness back, but really she's just drunk off her feet. So how does that, like, work? Like, how does that work in court? What would the judge say? So say all these girls right now that are accusing Diddy of doing the most.
It's just not women, though, with Diddy. It's me. It's little boys. Yeah. It's men, too. Like, Diddy, hey, that, like I
so
said.
Does that make the case more
believable since men are involved now?
Yeah, and it's younger men too. You feel me? That's, hey, I wasn't there. But
I think what makes it more believable is that after allegedly Cassie had entered the young man's, you're talking about, had entered her name, his name into her case, he came out with his case for the second time because he had already sued Diddy before. And he came out with his case again. And now that he's came out with the case, all these other like industry folks is coming out with all these different stories. Yeah. That they were, you know, before, back when this stuff actually happened, they were being shut down and shut up and, you know, threatened and all this good stuff. So it's like, dang, so like, does Diddy not have the power anymore and that's why y'all are able to come out and start talking? Or because he paid Cassie off, y'all feel like I can get paid too?
But, you know, 50 been trolling him for a minute. And it's just a story that 50 Cent still, Curtis Jackson, says that he... You know, when he was first coming up, he called him and say, hey, let me take you shopping. Like, take me shopping, bro. Like, what? Like, yeah, I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to woo-woo. He like, man, that just didn't seem right to him. So, again, it goes with your discernment. Some people think the youth. I think they catch them when they're young. They more vulnerable. They want to blow up. They want the fame and the... to be an artist so bad that they, you know, they got a couch. They got a casting couch. And hey, they get manipulated. You feel me? Instead of saying like the Osiris dude, he's telling you right now, like, what's his name? Osiris, the young dude, something OG Osiris or YG Osiris or something. The young dude, he like, this ain't what I wanted. I see that this music ain't what it is. I ain't happy. It's a lot of stuff that I had that come with this. So it's your discernment, man. And I'm not just it's Diddy's time, you know. But it's a lot of people that they ain't said nothing about, and they just think it's cool.
Right.
Like the story of Russell Simmons, right. You know. Shorty was 17, but they never speak on that. You know, it's a lot of stuff.
Well, they're not going to speak on it because she was 17, and in the state of the United States, 17 is an adult. 16 is consent, and then it depends on the court or the state litigation and the parents to make it be a thing.
True.
So, and at that point, she was already a model. Her mom had already signed away her rights so she can go do all her modeling stuff in Paris and Milan. So... that's probably more so the reason why they didn't talk much about that case. This case, this is a young lady, and in a lot of other cases, these are young ladies who did not get their rights signed away from their parents, and they're being groomed to make it feel like it's okay to have all these things that's going on with them okay, and it's not okay.
True.
It's not okay. Like, and they don't have to be young either, because R. Kelly, some of them girls weren't young.
But that's a, now, you know, I'm from Chicago, so.
So is my mama.
I'm not saying what he did was right. But then you got to look at the parents as well, because he didn't go pick them up. What about all the people that was with him?
Oh, yeah.
What about the people that was with him? The parents sending them to him.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
now,
the point.
Like, but when it's the Me Too movement, one person sued, now all the women like, leaving R. Kelly or whatever the stuff was calling. Right. You know, like, I think everybody should have been accused of that. The role manager for letting him get on the bus, the parent should have been, but he just took all the brunt of it because he was the person that, you know,
right.
I say, if it don't feel right to you, you know if a woman is really coming on to you if she drunk. She too drunk and she can't stand up and you taking it off, buddy, you bogus. You wrong as hell. And if a female is doing that to a dude, she wrong as hell. Cause you know what's going on. If he can't focus and be on point, it's wrong.
Y'all better not be taking a dick.
For real. If she can't walk, but if she's like, yeah, we were touching you and she's sliding on you and she can't stand up, but she's saying, yeah. Bro, that is not a go. That's not a consent.
Right, I'm
That's not a consent. That's not a consent.
Not a consent.
You want her to say, hey, you know, do you want her to...
To hop on your stuff.
Yeah.
No, you really want her to say it.
Yeah.
You want her to say, I want to do this with you.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Yes, let's do this. Or come
make
on,
the initial move.
You got something to say, Miss So Pretty?
Yes. Y'all just also reminded me, like when you asked me what I seen, what I observed from a bird's eye view also is not just with like the essay and the grooming of that, but also grooming of like putting drugs on young people that, you know, they don't know the long-term effects of addiction, like in the industry and in the regular world, in the movement, like, and today, I can't say their name, but I just seen somebody that I thought had it together. They did not have it together, and they was in the kind of, I don't want to say necessarily in the movement, but like in a conscious community. And I'm like, dang, he lost, like, so, and I remember him when he was younger, so I don't think that some of the people knew what kind of drugs was being put on them or shared with them. And I know in the industry, that's heavy, like, when they be 15, like, oh, you got talent to sing or rap, and try this. And then now they still doing their music or their art, but they losing their whole, like, you know.
It's like to the point where they depend on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they deteriorate over time, and then they either off them because of the drug use, or they mask it, like what we was talking about earlier with and it's now they can't even pass they stuff down to their family because they supposedly OD'd or something, you know.
So. Yeah. Damn, kind of like wasn't DMX given when he was, I don't know how old he was, but at a real young age he was given drugs, and that's how he became hooked on it. And it was just really all a matter of time until his body just gave up and said, we're done.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That is crazy, man. Well, speaking of which, how, you know, we are talking about, you know, women giving consent. Does the same go for men? Do you have to have a men's consent? And if you don't, can you get in trouble for that?
Now, I think you do. I think you do. It's not, it's...
Because I heard of women, just in this, in the industry we're in, entertainment industry, I've heard of women even taking the man's condom with the jizz in it and taking that to the doctor and having that squirted up.
To the doctor?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought it's still alive.
I thought
after
it was turkey-based.
Or I don't know. Based.
She but must something. Be smart if she did it. Yeah.
She had
she froze it.
I don't know what she did, but she injected it and she got pregnant. But I think whoever the person was who she did it by said probably gave her some hush up money, some shut up money. But I've heard more than several times that's happened.
I think that mostly. If it's a man, it should be looked at the same way. But men, some, you know, certain men, it depends on the man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna say that because just like a woman can manipulate or be the boss, it's because women are here in charge now. It's a lot of women that's in charge. Mm-hmm. Salute to the women that's are, especially the black women. If you don't do this, this is your job. Hey, you can ride out. And so, just like men do it, women do it too.
So let me ask this. Is it wrong for if a woman hits a man first and a man hits her back, is he in the wrong?
Like physically?
Yes. Physically.
He's wrong. He's wrong for hitting her in any fucking, I mean, sorry.
He is
wrong regardless of who hit who first.
I don't think men should fight. I don't think men should fight women, but it depends on what she hit him with. Cause I'm not. Look, if she hit you in the head with a chair or something, I might have
some hot grits.
So I'm on her head. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm just one of them. I'm not going now. If a woman just hit you and just boom,
I mean,
boom,
it's a reason.
It's a different. But I'm saying at no point in time should nobody be touched by the other person. If we talking and we're adults, you shouldn't be touched. If you don't want to be hit, then you shouldn't hit the other person. Mm-hmm. So, because a woman can hit you with her fist and hit you in the temple and kill you. You feel me? You could get hit one time and die. You feel me? Just because you're a man don't mean you strong. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But you do have to be strong mentally, because women do just, women talk. Women talk, and that's what they do.
Okay.
Go ahead, talk, Sherry.
So, dang, it's like two things. Okay. So, men are naturally stronger than women 90% of the time. So it just depends. Like he said, like, it could be like, oh, I can't believe you did that. Punch. And it's like, all you got to do is just move. Because, and then, like, I was observing these women, like, last month. And they were trying to act like dudes, not to say it like that. And it was a boxing machine. And then the dudes was doing their turns and the women was doing their turns. But some of the women was trying to act like dudes. I don't know if that's the right language
masculine
I should be using or whatever. Mm. But they was like trying to act like, from my opinion, they were trying to act like dudes. And their scores was lower than the men's, like naturally. They still was getting some high scores, but they was like lower. And it's like, why are y'all acting like, I don't know who they were trying to intimidate or whatever. But I'm just like, why are y'all acting like that? Like, you're not a dude. So I had, because it was like a situation, a minor situation, but it's just, so it's like it's women, and it don't matter the size of women. Like, I have four sisters. And I had went on live and I had to say, so I had went on a little rant about it. I have four sisters. I had never got KO'd by, my sisters all sizes. I never got KO'd by them. But I had to fight for my life, not to sound like Color Purple or nothing, with a man, with men. And it's different. Even the women that's bigger, that's nothing but fluff. No offense, my
fluff.
It's not muscle. It's softness. So, of course, you can probably put some runner weight and push a man down or something or whatever. Anybody can hurt anybody, karate, all that. You can knock anybody out. But as far as in general, no, men shouldn't hit women. But like you said, if they are like coming at you with a knife or hitting you with an object, you do, because some men have died from women with weapons. I went to community college with a couple of people that was killed by, like, one lady stabbed her boyfriend 97 times, and he worked for the cooking department. And so it just depends. So you do got to defend yourself against that as a man from that. But if it's just like some little emotional stuff where it's like y'all just need to sit down until I calm down, you know, then that's different. But yeah, it's a case by case thing, I guess. I didn't mean to carry on, but that's it.
Yes, no. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for this deep conversation. And with that being said, we'll be right back because we got to take a little brizzy egg. Diva Talk Podcast. Your girl Kel the Music here. Diamond So Sexy. Jaira Bay. Sherry Africa. We'll be right back with some more topics that we got to cover and get everybody's opinion on.
My name is Marcus Jenkins. I'm a lineman here in Oakland, day in, day out. A large part of what we do is about providing reliable power to our customers. PG&E is dedicated to the community. I love working here because this is my home. Oakland is my home. This is where I'm raising my children. So it's important to me to make sure my family and friends have the power and energy that we provide. This is very personal to me. It makes me work a lot harder knowing that this is my community.
Together, we're building a better California.
The world can be yours.
Our goal at Otter Pro Consultants is to provide effective solutions designed to boost your business for the global market. It doesn't matter how large or small your company is. Let us tailor a quality system to fit your business needs to assure your company has a competitive edge in the global market. With our 100% success rate, we guarantee we can make it happen for you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Diva Talk Podcast. I'm your girl, Kelda Music, a.k.a. Diva. You know what I'm saying? And got my beautiful co-host, Diamond So Sexy. Hey, look, we be having hella people on this show. You know what I'm saying? We don't care. We pull a last minute impromptu. It don't matter. But I also want to introduce my girl. She is a popular actress, and she's coming out with her own podcast, TV show. Miss Sabrina J. Sabrina, tell everybody briefly your background, everything that you do, how multi-talented you are.
My background is everything. Everything you could think of. Yes, I am a artist. I'm a filmmaker. I'm an actress. I'm a dancer, singer, all of it. I just do it all. I'm like, my whole thing is just art. So, yeah, and I do have a TV show that's coming out soon. So check the details. I'll give you the details before the end of the show. So, yes.
Nice. Ow!
And let me just say, Sabrina, like, you are amazing. You are inspirational.
Thank you.
Like, for all the time that I've known you, it's like, it's truly a sisterhood, you know?
We go way back.
Way back.
We were like...
19?
20.
20?
Yeah. Yep.
That was so... Yes. No, and I never regret that moment. Thank you for having me in your presence, and thank you for being in mine.
No, thank you for pulling up on me. Because I was like, Mom, there's a celebrity outside. She's outside.
Food.
She wants me to be her dancer. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Oh, Lord.
First celebrity I've ever met. No, for real.
I love it. I love it.
Oh my God. Starstruck. I was.
Love it, Sabrina. So, we want to get into our next topic here. And I believe Miss So Sexy would like to introduce the topic, girl code, guy code, and
right. Well,
say a few words.
You just did it. So our next topic is girl code and guy code. And I would like to hear from you guys and girls on stage or even off the stage in the comments, because this time I didn't say anything about YouTube. If you are watching this on YouTube, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to hit that notification bell so that way you know when our videos drop. They do drop weekly. Don't miss out.
And on Apple.
Oh, and Apple.
All platforms.
All podcast streaming. So, how do you feel about girl code, guy code? Do you know what it is? Do you know, like, what that means? Do you, like... Do you have friends that like live by it? Do you not live by it? You know, like, let's get into it. Who wants to start? A guy wants to start, a girl wants to start.
Hey, I started off. Look, I'm gonna keep it one million.
Look, push the button back.
Look, I'm gonna keep it a million. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Yeah.
It's definitely a guy and a girl code. We all know this. We know this. So I done seen it in some instance where y'all going out somewhere.
Okay.
And
wait, who is y'all?
The people. Just say we all went out.
Okay.
Just say we all went out. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
We all went out. Now we going out and then say I'm the only guy. And and the situation happens where one of y'all, do something that's not right. And then I say something, and y'all,
let's do something that's not right.
I'm just say y'all say something to me that I feel is disrespectful. Just say y'all say okay. one of y'all say something to me that's disrespectful.
Okay.
And then I get upset, and then y'all instead of saying, "Oh, girl, you was wrong," you know, y'all go like, "Well, you as a man, you should have just walked away." Like what part was that? As a man, I should have just walked away. Why it's not cool for me to say I was disrespected or I know sometimes as men we could yell like and take it a little farther, but why it's not cool for me to say, "Hey, I ain't like the way you talk to me," and y'all agree and put her and make her take accountability, because that's what we lack. The guy and the girl code comes when the man or the female don't take accountability, and the guys or the women roll with the girl, or the guy rolls with the guy. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Instead of making the other people take accountability. That's really, I think guy and girl code all falls on accountability. Because at the end of the day,
who's accountability?
The person that made that was the foul. The foul was on. Whoever did the party foul.
That's right.
You feel me? And that's what happens. Lack for a better word, nobody wants to take accountability. And instead of taking accountability, the sex that did it, the same sex rolls with them.
So what you're saying is that the girl code or guy code only is activated once somebody is not taking accountability for something?
Yeah, that's when the code comes. Mm. So say like the dude stayed out all night and didn't go home. And, okay. and the girl be like, she called the guy, and she be like, "Hey, Tony, is Mark with you?" And Tony be like, "I ain't seen them, but Mark right in the motherfucking car with him." Excuse my language. Mark in the car with him. You feel me? Or the dude at home, and he called, "Hey, call her sister. T, is Marsha there?" And now Marsha then told her she was going to Jerry house. But she take up for her and be like, "No, I ain't seen Marsha. Marsha, or yeah, Marsha was just here. She stayed here tonight. She on her way home." That's whack. But it happens.
Okay. Which part was the accountability part? Because that's where I'm lost.
The accountability part is...
Yeah, I feel like you told two different...
No, I just gave a scenario. I just gave two different scenarios. But I'm saying the part is when T took up for Marsha and when Terry took up for Mark, and they didn't tell on him. You feel me? And then when the dude came home, he stood on the when the male or the female came home, they stood on the negativity and stayed with the, "Nah, I was right where I was," and literally hold it in and don't stand on it. We've all been victims of it.
Can someone give me a more layman's term definition of what it is?
That wasn't layman too?
Not for me, that's why I kept asking what's going on.
I mean, I get it. There is definitely girl codes and guy codes, but I like, as I'm thinking about it, I believe it is like more like just be real codes, because I'm a woman and I got four brothers. Mm-hmm. So if my brother is dating a female and she calls me and want to know where my brother is no longer girl code. It's more like
family.
It's you got to activate certain codes at certain times. Like, I know we cool and you think we cool or whatever, but I'm not finna tell you where my brother at because he with somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So girl code and guy codes that kick in when you need them to, but like it's more of like a human code, like a real code. Like it's just situational. You know what I mean? So
you agree with if you cool, if y'all cool, and the dude call and say, "Where Tamara at?" And you be like, "You know where Tamara at." Is you gonna be like, "I don't know where Tamara at." Is that girl, that's girl code?
It depends on what Tamara wants. Like, seriously.
See?
Like, for real. Like, it's just that's real, like, situation. But there is a girl code, though. Like, there's a girl code, like, if you're my friend and you date a guy, or you even say he's cute, he's off limits to me. So that's a girl code. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's completely off. Even though he's never dated you, you already said he's cute, he's yours. Okay. No matter what, even if he say you are not cute, he want me, and like, no, you said that first. He's yours. No, that's a girl code.
Okay.
To me. So there is a girl code and there's a human code too. And I got to go by both of them. It's situational. I respect
that. So what's your girl
code? So Sherry, how do you feel about that?
As far as, excuse me, what he was talking about, right is right and wrong is wrong. And then, yeah, a lot of, like we was talking about earlier, well, I don't know if we talked about this, but like even like say domestic violence or something, this is kind of serious, where that's probably a girl code, but it's also a safety code, like, you know, cover for your homegirl, you do what you gotta do, like, not to be political, but even like the slave plantation, ah, she ain't here, you know, run away because your life is in danger, or other stuff. I can't give up too much game on this camera right now.
Right.
like when y'all in school and you know, you really need that. Like this is the close I'm gonna get to that one. You like now they have this thing where it's called mental health time, where you need to take a day off. So you might not say, oh, you know, you might say something to the boss or to the teacher. Why you ain't coming in, because you need that day, and then somebody saw you, are they gonna hate, or are they gonna stick to a people code, you know, a consideration code or understandable code? So it's and to me that ain't wrong, because they don't own you, so you should have that time off. But that's another topic. But yeah, it's right is right, is wrong is wrong, in morals of God rather versus law, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you don't stand by the girl code, guy code, bro code?
Not when it's wrong, because that could be your son, that could be your sister, brother, mother, your dad still dating, that could be your dad if you were daddy's girl, you know what I'm saying? So
can
right is right, wrong is wrong.
What do you feel about?
Well, not yet, because this is y'all supposed to be teaching me something, because clearly
I thought we were just discussing.
We are, but see, you a guest, so you don't really understand the process.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to say it as calm and cool. So since you want to know, before I start asking more questions, in this year, and the year just started, I've had some interesting situations where people who I thought were like my best of friends, sister, cousins, you know what I'm saying? Felt like I was going against girl code. And I was like, what? How? With who? You know that song. Anyway, so I just was like so puzzled, and I had a lot of like, I don't know, those of you who know, I suffer from anxiety and depression, and certain things really trigger me. And so when I got these little text messages, you know, I like had like killed my day in the morning. I was like, my best friend? I did what? Excuse me. No. It's never been that serious. Girl code. Then girl code pops up in the conversation. It's like, what? So my background also is that I'm a tomboy, but I'm a feminine tomboy. In a sense, I like to wear jeans though. But as of late, I've grown to have a lot of more female friends. And it's really only been like within the last 5 years that I've really hung out with these girls. So I've been hanging out with a lot of guys, right? So for me, the bro code is the thing. You know, it's hoes before bros and, you know, and all that stuff. I'm not gonna say too much. But anyway, so for me, when that came up, I was like, okay, well maybe, because my intellect and my dialect and the way that I project myself is different than everybody else, maybe I need to learn what the girl code, guy code thing is. Over. Because I hang out with all these guys and there's like a whole different mindset, clearly. Mm-hmm. Y'all seen that. So there's a whole different mindset over there. So, you know, again, we just gonna cut the guy code, girl code topic over. And I'm just gonna apologize to all my friends and family members and whomever else felt like I was doing something out of bounds or out of pocket, when really, if you knew me, then you know that I'm just being me, and it has nothing to do with the dude. Because if I wanted the dude, then I would have the dude. I didn't ever want the dude.
Right.
Didn't ever want the dude. You never want to do. And if you know something that I don't know, sis, you probably should have said that first. But this is my apology to you. It's on TV, y'all. So you know it's real. Go ahead. What you guys say?
I say that, see, that was your example of a golden girl and guy.
I didn't even give an example, but yeah.
No, I listened. I heard what you were saying. You were saying, like, you hung with a lot of guys. So you was more the aspect of the guy code, bros before hoes type thing. And I was saying, and just like guys sticking together and women sticking together.
Yeah,
and
the same thing.
Yeah, that, I
but
know.
But for me, it wasn't because I didn't have a lot of girlfriends.
I know.
So
I was saying from my aspect, what I think about guys. But that was a good way that you broke it down, because you do got a lot of women that hangs with a lot of guys. And I also think of it like this. No disrespect to women at all, but it's a lot of.
Remember, it's Women's Month, so
yeah, I know.
Yeah, be light.
I'm
you on stage with all of us.
I'm cool.
Girl hey,
look,
code.
Look, there I go.
Community.
Look at this. See? Okay.
Okay. I just want y'all to know that the people behind the camera talking about they got his back.
Hey, look,
I'm three against four.
So I'm gonna say this, man. It'd be a lot of
two.
Look,
three. Look, I'm gonna go that way. Look,
I think that it's a lot of. If women like equality.
Yeah.
You feel me? They say they like equality, but sometimes they can be too. I ain't nothing wrong with being a strong woman. But what
like
happened to the femininity? What happened to women be hecka masculine? It'd be a lot of masculine energy. Like,
no, and friend, let me stop you there. Speaking of masculinity, like
energy.
Yeah. Like I'm in a way kind of masculine, you know, like I know I am.
No. I don't think you're masculine.
I am. Sabrina, what's my nickname? Yeah.
Uncle Cam.
Uncle Cam!
Oh, that's good. You feel me? Like, prime example.
You know why? Like, sometimes I do feel like sitting.
You can be strong.
Yeah, she be sitting. Look, I see her right now. I'll be like,
no, I ain't talking about like that. I'm talking about like, I love strong.
Like, they rough.
No.
Then what you talking about?
I'm talking about.
Are you talking about Oprah Omarosa?
No, I'm talking about
strong-minded women.
I like strong-minded. I'm Jessie. Talking when they pop, you saying something to a woman, and she be like,
you talking about,
nigga, like, damn, you sure y'all just said something? Yeah. Don't look at me like that, you sucker.
That's rough to me. That's
very rough.
That's masculine, and it's and
where you see them at?
That's in this. We surrounded by that all the time. I know y'all don't see that. Go to Frisco. Go to Oakland. Go to Chicago.
No, they are everywhere, but you gotta change.
I'm everywhere. I'm go everywhere.
Okay, never mind. He missing it.
No, I got what you're saying. I do. I get what you're saying.
But back to the thing was like girl code, guy code.
Yeah,
it's guy situational. Mm-hmm. It's situational.
Situational, and I think it's agreed upon individual groups and individual parties.
Yeah.
So like you were saying, how if she's your brother, like have you seen if it's a group of us? You know, and like I said, it's my friend who I call my sister, da da da, and da da, you know. It's situational, and I think that everybody should have individual conversations before they get upset about a certain situation. Everybody should place their boundaries ahead of time, before time. Like, for instance, I never knew that if somebody said that, oh, I like this dude or whatever, and you heard it in shot, that you can't
do that, no.
Like, what?
That was a goal to me. The dude, that's cold to me.
Somebody that told me that one.
Yeah, because if she ain't tell you that she was messing with you, bro, how you going to just say, I said it first? That's cooked.
That's like a genie in a bottle type thing. It's like you see it over there and you like, it's mine.
What's that? Uno.
Right.
Like a car.
Yeah, you do. You label it real quick.
But you did. So now we know that with Sabrina, and she say from all the way down the block,
I like him. You can't like him because I already said it. I said it first. I got first dibs on it. Got shotgun.
Yeah. That's because
she put it out there in the universe.
He's gonna break the girl code.
So who like Justin Jaira? So we get this out the way. And Mike. No, I'm just kidding.
That's mine. Even if it's not mine, that's mine. There's plenty of fish in the sea. Yes. You get what I'm saying? No, like, yeah, it's plenty of fish in the sea. You know what I mean? If I'm with my girl, she's like, oh shit, he's fine. I'm like, he is fine. He's yours, but let me see if he got some friends.
Mm-hmm. Can I look like him?
What about?
What if the friends look better and you didn't already call dibs? Do you get to retract your dibs? And then
I'm gonna call the dib on the friend. I like him and him and him. Stay on. I like all five of them.
You on the mic? Go.
All right, girl. Because we're just flashback into 15 years ago.
Oh Lord.
Maybe longer than that.
Early back in 1959.
She said that's the only time it was a problem with the girl code.
I don't deal with it. It was girl code because they did too much. It was two girls, actually, two different times.
Well, go ahead, Sherry.
So say a dude is talking to you, right?
Okay.
And he talking to you, like y'all walking, and he talking to you, and you just like, okay, da-da-da. And then the girl jump. And be like, I think you're fine too. But he was talking to you, but she's saying that back to him.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a different one. That ain't your friend.
That's dog.
Was it your friend?
No, it
right.
Was,
you, nah.
No, it was just a girl that was hanging with you.
But was y'all talking like y'all had been talking on the phone, or y'all just met and y'all was just having a conversation?
We just met. You talking about the guy?
Yeah, y'all just met at that moment.
We just met. We was out.
And y'all have a conversation. And she's like, damn, you is.
She jumped in the conversation.
But the important part is we trying to figure out if the girl was her friend or not.
It
low-key does.
I mean, I don't know.
Because if she's not your friend and you never had these conversations about boundaries.
Because it was, she did.
Hello, that's what the point that I'm trying to make here about this girl code. It's not a code until you talk about it.
They in rotation.
We're really not friends. If we linking up at the lake, and I'm not really your friend,
perfect
and the dude talking to you, and nigga, if I think you cute too, then shit. Not to say it was me, but that's what the girl did. She said, hey, well, I think you're cute too. But if that's like, I'm
no, I didn't say that. I wasn't tripping because they did their thing. But it was just the principle.
No, it was the principle. I give it the principle. It is the principle. I'm just trying to understand.
You got to let them make the choice because as guys, we don't choose.
As guys, you don't choose?
We don't. We choose, but the woman also has the last say so.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm.
Now, it's funny, like.
Wait, what? I heard Justin say something.
Look, Justin, we're going to bring you on stage next.
Look. I don't know about
that. He probably got some scenario.
I always look at it when it comes to girl code, guy code. It's like whoever the guy wants. Like you said, he could be hollering at you, but then if something else comes along and he's like, well, damn.
That's
you know what I mean?
Rotation.
Now, it's different if I'm, you know, talking to the guy or whatever, and then the girl chimes in, that's different. But, hey, guys like what they like. You know what I mean?
Well, as women.
Guys like everything.
And women like what they like.
I love look, God, Vivian. They don't have no boundaries, no preference.
Like, wait a minute. Now.
Hey, you know what?
No, they're not anything.
Exactly.
As long as it opens.
Yes.
That's wrong. I was just about to say.
That's not true.
Guys, you ain't got no preference as long as a woman is willing to
That's what y'all think of me. Yeah. That's not true.
You know why? Because in a way, it's harder for a man, to get a woman because a man has to wine and dine a woman, right? Right. In some cases, a woman's like, I need to get my nails done, my hair done. I want to be fed. I want to be driven here, there. Whereas if we're trying to get at a guy, we could just be like, bam, nigga, take it. You know what I mean? You'd be like, all right, cool. You know what I mean?
But that's just that's a dude that
I'm sorry.
That's a dude.
And I'm not saying guys are dogs. I'm not saying that. But it's natural. Like, you guys, the most unattractive woman could be walking here right now, but if she's showing some sexuality, dancing on you sexually.
That's right? A dude that you ain't seen that before. that ain't used to it. He gonna, you feel me?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But at the end of the day, if she's still sexy, her face ain't that attractive, whatever, and she's popping it, whatever, you can't tell me you ain't gonna try to hit that if she allows you.
Nah,
to.
It depends.
Be careful. Okay, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So yeah. I feel like we as women find certain things unattractive and ugly, and a lot of y'all find something beautiful in it. So when we say ugly, don't think of a real ugly girl. Just think of somebody mm-hmm. who is not as attractive
right.
as
not your
another
type or...
beautiful woman that you see.
Right, exactly.
So not necessarily like
no woman is ugly
you know,
at all.
Like
nobody's ugly.
Yeah.
I've seen
some ugly people.
Let me tell you guys one funny thing.
God,
but wait, with Sabree, remember we were walking downtown to Oakland a long time ago. I ain't gonna mention the girl's name. I don't know, whatever. But it was me, Sabree, and this other girl. We were walking, and these Oakland dudes pulled up. And they said to her, not me and her, they said to her friend, the guy went out of his way, he went out his window. He was like, hey, you look like a man.
Oh my God. I did not see that coming.
Oh my God.
And we glanced over at each other like,
yeah, and me and you, we were like, and homegirl was about to flip out and me and you just kept walking like, and I'm like, damn, they really just told a female.
They do that.
And they don't mean it.
There's people who's just not. I don't know what they did in the past life, but they came back this life like fucked up.
Yeah. Like why? I could never like go to a man.
I'm sorry. It has something to do with your past life. Whatever you did,
right?
In your past life, you either come back as a roach or rat or rat or rookie. I'm sorry. Like so, that's why I was like, try to do people good. You try to do good in this life, because next lifetime you can come back as a roach, a rat, or just ugly.
Sorry.
That's a tip for you.
And for me, that was just so wrong to hear that in my ears, because I've never heard a guy just outright tell a woman how she looks, except for fine, bad, cute. No. But he was like, hey, you look like a man.
I was mad that day.
For me, it's more about the energy. You feel me? It's a certain energy.
That's that man stuff, the energy. She ugly, but she got good energy.
Manergy.
She'll take care of me, huh?
Nah. She busted open.
You know what? And she know how to cook.
That does make a difference.
Hey, you guys, so we running out of time. It look like we've been running out of time. You know, black folks, we you know, don't come on time, but we run over time. So before we go, sorry to close this conversation, but I just want to give you guys individual spot right now where you can talk about yourself. Sherry, before we close out, please tell everyone again what you're about, what your background is, what your mission, what your passion is.
And where they can find you.
And where they can find you.
Okay, y'all can find
besides
me
on
Instagram.
OnlyFans.com. What's up when you got the
they wouldn't take me in 2020. They wouldn't take my ID. No, I'm just playing.
Sherry so pretty.
A community activist for about 15, 16 plus years. My passion is my people thriving in the in life. Work with, I said earlier, Oscar Grant. So many organizations and committees. Oscar Grant Committee. He was killed by BART police, 2009, January 1st, New Year's. And so they had organizations come together for that, and they meet every January 1st. They were doing meetings before, but anyway, that one, Black Panther Commemorator, Moms for Housing, All of Us Are None. Shout out to my home girl, Jump Squad 510, where she do fitness, targeting the Black community, also with Double Dutch, you bringing Double Dutch back, and whoever I forgot, and where we can find you. You can find me at Instagram, africa.cherry,
Facebook. My new page is SHERIE Blackie MO. And then I also have a YouTube called The Pink Black Historian as well. And I think that's it. That's all.
Jaira?
You can find me on Instagram. Well, before I do that, I'm from Chicago. My name is Jaira Bay. I'm from Chicago. I've been in the Bay off and on for, like, right now, 20 years. I have a record label called Jaira. Distribution deal with Empire. I want to send a shout out to all the Moorish Americans and the Muslims that are celebrating Ramadan.
Yes.
I know you are, by celebrating Ramadan, I know it can be kind of harsh for you. I know it'd be harsh for me. So at sometimes we can be hangry. You mean angry and hungry. So don't let it get to you. Stay focused as you can. And if you can't do the whole 30, do what you can. It don't start off like that. So I'm gonna go back to, you can find me on Hip Hop on the Pull Up. That's HIPHOPONDA on the Pull Up. That's my production where I do a live art show, a live fashion show, a b-boy contest, well, turfing, and a DJ competition. And you can follow my artist, iMac Fadachi, IMAC_FADACHI on this page. And that's it, man. I just wanna say, and shout out to all the women for Women Month. We didn't get to elaborate on it. I want to say shout out to my mom, one of the strongest women I know. I'm also a Cub. She was a Panther. And she told me to also, we can't be perfect, but we can be strive. We can strive to be excellent, because excellence is mistakes that have been corrected.
Absolutely. Well, I'm Sabrina J. Been in this industry since I was born like this. We just started creating cameras, so I started getting on camera and acting like this. So I don't even know where to start, but you can follow me on TikTok as I Am Sabrina J. You can find me on there acting a fool. Also my Instagram, it gets deleted every from time to time, but it's I Am Sabrina J. What is it, the call X now? I Am Sabrina J. And that is I am Sabrina, and then the letter J. Yeah, y'all catch me. Google me. I've been in films. I make films now. And I have my own TV show that's going to be coming out soon, but I'll give the details soon. Okay? Yeah, so go ahead and follow me, and thanks. Thanks for having me, Kel. And Diamond So Sexy. Thank you for having me. I appreciate y'all. This is a beautiful platform.
Yeah.
And I think I came on a beautiful day because I love women. Not like that. But
it's okay.
You know what I mean? I do. I love women.
We love you.
I
too.
Do. I you know, I'm really like big on women sticking together because girl like code. No, yeah, girl code. But I do come from a family where I come from a male family. I got nothing but nephews and brothers. Like I don't come from a female family, but I know how to stick to the girl code, how to stick to the human code. Cause you know, I'm a mom too. I got a son. If his girlfriend call, where he at? I'm like, where you at? Let me tell me what to tell her, and like tell her to stay off my line. But so I can't do girl code with whatever. I gotta do the mom code, or I gotta do the sister code, or I gotta do the brother code, or I gotta do the daughter code, or I gotta do the niece code or the auntie code, or things like that. So it's different codes that I gotta, it's situational.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But I'm loyal to people who are loyal back to me, because right. I might need you to be code. I need you to code for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, you guys can follow me. I'm gonna reactivate my Instagram. It's gonna be I Am Sabrina J. But in the meantime, just follow me on TikTok. Y'all find me acting a fool. Okay, y'all.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Diamond So Sexy. You can find me at Diamond So Sexy. That's DIAMONDSOSEXXI. And this year is Kelda Music. And you can find her at Kelda, KELDA, Music, MUZK. Wait.
She's doing too much. Kelda, K-E-L-D-A-M-U-Z-I-K. And this is a wrap. We done had a good time here tuning in with Sherry, Africa Sherry, Jaira Bay, and I am Sabrina J. Till next time, every Fridays at 9.
Thank y'all.